man accused of shooting Philadelphia police has extensive criminal background. By Catherine Rodriguez on August 15, 2019. The man accused of opening fire on several Philadelphia police officers, wounding six and causing a nearly 8-hour standoff into the evening, has an extensive criminal history, according to Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross. The alleged gunman, Maurice Hill, 36, turned himself into authorities shortly after midnight on Thursday with his hands in the air and police lights flashing around him, Ross told Fox News. Court documents obtained by WTXF-TV show Hill's criminal past, including at least a dozen arrests since his 18th birthday. Hill has been in and out of prison since 2002 after being convicted of crimes such as aggravated assault and illegal possession of weapons, according to the court documents. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner said during a press conference Thursday that Hill should not have been on the streets and is likely to face multiple counts of attempted murder, aggravated assault, and drug charges. "There are more than enough charges, so Mr. Maurice Hill may never exit jail," he said. Krasner thanked the police officers who responded to the incident for bringing it to a close and claimed Hill fired more than 100 rounds during the standoff. Officers eventually used tear gas to force Hill out of the row house where he barricaded himself inside while the police were trying to serve a narcotics warrant.